Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4. Vidura approaches Maitreya. Text 11. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Vedaham Antar Manasipsitam Te Dadami Yat Tad Duravapam Anyahai Satre Pura Vishva Srijam Vasunam Mat Siddhi Kamena Vaso Tvayeshtaha. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Vedaham Antar Manasipsitam Te Dadami Yata Duravapamanyahai Satre Pura Vishva Srijam Vasunam Matsidhi Kamena Vasa Trayeshtaha Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Veda Hamantar Manasipsitam Te Dadami Yata Duravapamanyahai Satre Pura Vishva Srijam Vasunam Matsidhi Kamena Vaso Tvayeshtaha Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Vedahamantar Manasipsitam Te Dadami Yata Duravapamanyahai Satre Pura Vishva Srijam Vasunam Matsidhi Kamena Vaso Tvayeshtaha Vacha. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Veda Amantar Manasip Sitam Te Dadamiya Taduravapamanyai Amen. Siddhante. Vatsilika mena vaso tvayeshaha Shri Bhagavan Vasha Yahamantar manasipsitam te Natamiya tadurva pamanyai Tatrepara visavara Shri Bhagavan Vacha Vedanantar Manasip Sitam Te Dadamiya Tadurvapa Manyai Vaishnavis, Sri Bhagavan Vasa, Veda Amantar Manasip Sitam Te, Dami Vapamavnyai, Vapura Vishvasudam Vasanam, Vatsilika mena vaso tvayeshta Shri Bhagavan Vacha Vidaha mantar manasip sitam te Dadamiya tadurva pamanyai Shaitra Vishasajam Sasunam Siddhi Kamena Sahiva Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Personality of Godhead said, Veda, no, aham, I. Antaha, within, manasi, the mind, ipsitam, what you desired, te, your, dadami, I give you, yet, which is, tat, that, duravapam, very difficult to achieve. Anyahai, by others. Satre, in sacrifice. Pura, in the days of yore. Vishvasrajam, of those who expanded this creation. Vasunam, of the Vasus, Matsiddhi Kamena, with a desire to achieve my association. Vaso, O Vasu, Tvaya, by you, Ishtaha, ultimate goal of life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O Vasu, I know from within your mind what you desired in the days of yore when the Vasus and other demigods responsible for expanding the universal affairs performed sacrifices. You particularly desire to achieve my association. This is very difficult to obtain for others, but I award it unto you. Purport. Uddhava is one of the eternal associates of the Lord, and a plenary portion of Uddhava was one of the eight vasus in the days of yore. The eight vasus and the demigods in the upper planetary system, who are responsible for the management of the universal affairs, performed a sacrifice in the days of yore, desiring to fulfill their respective ultimate goals in life. At that time, an expansion of Uddhava, acting as one of the vasus, desired to become an associate of the Lord. The Lord knew this because he is present in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma, the super consciousness. In everyone's heart, there is a representation of the super consciousness who gives memory to the partial consciousness of every living entity. The living entity, as partial consciousness, forgets incidents of his past life, but the super consciousness reminds him how to act in terms of his past cultivation of knowledge. Bhagavad Gita confirms this fact in various ways. Yayata mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Sarvasya chaham hriti sanivishto matasmatyar jnanam apohanam cha. Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Everyone is at liberty to desire as he likes, but the desire is fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. Everyone is independent to think or desire, but the fulfillment of one's desire depends on the supreme will. This law is expressed as, man proposes, God disposes. In the days of yore, when the demigods and vasus performed sacrifices, Uddhava, as one of the vasus, desired to enter into the association of the Lord, which is very difficult for those busy in empiric philosophical speculations or fruitive activities. Such persons have practically no information of the facts about becoming an associate of the Lord. Only the pure devotees can know by the mercy of the Lord that the personal association of the Lord is the highest perfection of life. The Lord assured Uddhava that he would fulfill his desire. It appears that when the Lord informed him by his indication to Uddhava, the great sage Maitreya finally became aware of the importance of entering into the association of the Lord. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in the purport, the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that a plenary portion of Uddhava became one of the Vasus. So a plenary portion means full. So a full manifestation of Uddhava became one of the eight Vasus it's described here. So there isn't a whole lot of information given about the Vasus in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but we can understand that they are on the level of the higher demigods, you know, who were involved in the creation, the manifestation of the universe, the material universe that we inhabit. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that of the Vasus, I am fire or Agni. So that gives some indication about what the Vasus are. You know, one of them is fire. And in the Mahabharata, there's some description that the Vasus represent the five elements, the sun, the moon, and Dhruva, the pole star. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, of them, I am fire, Agni. So that information is there. And we're hearing here that Uddhava, a manifestation of Uddhava, a plenary manifestation of Uddhava, was also one of these eight Vasus. And there's also information given later in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the ninth canto that Bhishmadev was one of the eight Vasus. And not too much information is given about that, but from Mahabharata, there's some indication that one of the Vasus' names was Prabhas. And this Vasu was involved in taking a cow from the sage Vasishta. And the other Vasus also participated in the taking of this cow. And therefore, they were, although Prabhas was the ringleader, the others also participated. So they were cursed by Vasishta, the sage Vasishta, to take birth as mortals on the earth. And the Vasus kind of protested. You know, so he arranged for seven of them to be immediately or very quickly, within a short time of their birth, to be sent back to the heavenly planets, whereas the one Prabhas, who was sort of the ringleader, he had to remain. So the way this happened was through Maharaj Santanu and his wife, who was the Ganges River personified. The first seven sons died. You know, well, she arranged for that, and then she had an arrangement with Santanu that I'll be your wife as long as you don't contradict anything that I do. So he remained silent during the first seven births that were not living. You know, they they were killed very quickly. But he protested about the eighth one, and that became his son Bhishma Dev. So Bhishma Dev was one of the Vasus. That's directly stated in the ninth canto of the Bhagavatam. And then also one of the Vasus was named Drona, and he and his wife Dara became manifest as Nanda and Yashoda, who were the eternal mother and father of Krishna. So there's, like I said, not so much information given about the Vasus, but Uddhava, we're learning here, in his existence as one of the eight Vasus, had a desire to associate, become an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in Krishna's pastimes, he became Uddhava, who was a son of one of the brothers of Vasudev, Krishna's apparent father in Mathura. And then Krishna was transferred from Mathura, the prison house of King Kamsa, to Vrindavan, where he was exchanged for the daughter of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So they are considered, Nanda and Yashoda are the eternal father and mother of Krishna, but for the purpose of these pastimes, Vasudev and Devaki were his parents also. So Uddhava was related to Krishna as a cousin, and he was a very intimate associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. He was eligible. He carried a confidential message of Krishna to the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan, but particularly to the gopis, who were feeling great separation from Krishna. So he became, or he was, a very confidential associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So it's also mentioned in this purport and verse that the Vasus, including Uddhava in his manifestation as one of the eight Vasus, they were, along with the demigods, involved in the manifestation of the universe, and they were performing yajnas or sacrifices. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Saha yajna praja srishtva purvacha prajapatihi. And that means Saha yajna, along with sacrifice, I've manifested the demigods and the humans. And Krishna says, by performance of this sacrifice, you'll become happy because you get everything that you need to live happily in this world, and ultimately you'll achieve the supreme goal. So that is the purpose of the universe. from the very beginning, Krishna says, in the beginning of creation, I sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifice. So that means human beings didn't just accidentally evolve by some process of evolution, by natural selection, just a short time ago, and that these yajnas or rituals are just some accidental behavior that happened to be helpful for the evolution and survival of the fittest human beings. No, from the beginning of creation, this arrangement was there. In the beginning of creation, Krishna says, I sent forth generations of human beings and demigods and sacrifice. And Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the ultimate goal of all sacrifice and austerity. You know, he says that it should be done for me. Whatever you do, you should do for my satisfaction. And among these sacrifices or yajnas, they're different for each age. And in this present age of Kali, the yajna to be performed, the sacrifice to be performed, is the Sankirtan Yajna, the congregational glorification of the names, pastimes, teachings of Lord Krishna. So this idea that in the beginning, that as Krishna says, I sent forth generations of men and demigods is very logical, to me. If the universe has a purpose, which is to give the conditioned souls the opportunity to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if they so desire, if that is the purpose, then that purpose can only be achieved in the human form of life. And that means the human form of life should be available from the very beginning of creation. Of course, the universe is also there to give the conditioned souls a chance to enjoy themselves independently, and Srila Prabhupada stresses that point, that they're not independent in their desires. Man proposes, God disposes. But as Srila Prabhupada points out, yayata mam prapadyante tam sthaiva bhajamyaham. So we may have our desires, we may try to achieve them, but we're not in charge of the results. Krishna is in charge of the results. Just like the Russian president, Putin, he has some desire to conquer another country by force. But so that he proposes, God disposes. So we all have our independence to desire. And whatever, Uddhava, he desired the proper thing, to attain the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And ultimately, that's our position. Jivaras Rupahoi Krishnara Nityadas. We are eternal servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our goal should be to understand exactly what kind of servant that we are, ultimately. So that's the actual main purpose of human life, which many people have forgotten in today's materialistic civilization, which is directing the attention of people to so many other goals. Like Srila Prabhupada mentions here, people are attracted to empiric philosophical speculation and fruitive activities. So there's so much intellectual activity going on in the world, but it's directed towards material sense gratification, you know, to make things that people will buy in order to satisfy their material desires. And then they're also speculating about the origin of life and the origin of the universe. And they're coming to all the wrong conclusions. You know, that matter produces consciousness and all kinds of things like that. So we're not accidental creatures in an accidental universe. There is a purpose to the whole thing. There are activities that are recommended. The performance of yajna for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. The last sentence here, Maitreya Muni is coming and hearing this conversation, and he's getting, Srila Prabhupada says here, he's becoming aware of the importance of entering into the association of the Lord. So that is our business also, to be enlightening each other about these topics, and then also giving people out in the world the opportunity to learn about these topics and learn the importance of desiring the association of the Lord. I could say that that's my history. It's the history of all of us, basically, who've come to this movement as a result of the Sankirtan mission that Srila Prabhupada brought to the Western world, where somehow or other we were hearing about the Supreme Lord, and we're developing the desire to become an associate of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So somehow or other, we're all in the position of Maitreya, that because we've heard, you know, the conversations of the devotees about these topics, because we've heard through the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam about, from these great sages who are speaking this knowledge, we've heard about these events, we've heard about Krishna and his pure devotees, and we're desiring to enter into that position ourselves. So yeah, I can remember when I first started studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, after ordering some of the volumes of it from the first canto from the mail order department here in L.A., I I was really fascinated with these sages who were discussing these topics long ago, and they were so interesting. So that is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement, to give people, to expose people to these topics with the hope that they'll become attracted and start doing what's necessary to achieve this goal. I'll stop there. Any question or comment? Who is that? Okay. Go ahead. Then.
Thank you, Prabhu. Wonderful class. I particularly like that, the last point you were making. I have a sort of a technical question about chronology. If I understood correctly, I heard that Uddhava was one of the Vasus, but I think I also heard right at the beginning of the purport that one of the Vasus was Uddhava. And it was like Uddhava lived 5,000 years ago. He was one of the Vasus, but prior to the Vasus, it mentioned Uddhava was an eternal associate of the Lord, and an expansion of Uddhava became one of the Vasus. So is it like a three-generation thing? Is it Uddhava, the eternal associate, became one of the Vasus, and one of the Vasus?
Well, it says a plenary portion of Uddhava became one of the Vasus.
So Uddhava, in some sense, predated the Vasu. Because Uddhava was here 5,000 years ago, and Vasus, as you pointed out in the beginning of the class, were important demigods. So I imagine they existed millions and millions of years ago. So the Uddhava that was here 5,000 years ago, he was pre-existing as an eternal associate of Krishna. Is that because otherwise how could Uddhava become one of the Vasus?
Well, he expanded. He remains Uddhava. Plenary portion means Uddhava, the eternal associate of the Supreme Lord, remains there, but a plenary portion of him became one of the Vasus. I mean, you're right that there are three levels, you could say, but you know, sometimes these things are a little difficult to understand because they can be, you know, these liberated souls, nityasiddha souls, they can be present in more than one place at the same time. You know, they, just like Srila Prabhupada said that Arjuna and the other associates of Krishna, like Kunti and like that, they can be in many different universes at the same time by their expansions. You know, like Krishna performs his pastimes in one universe, then goes to the next universe, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Each pastime is moving from one universe to the next. So I recall one conversation where Srila Prabhupada said that Arjuna and the other associates, they're in many different universes at the same time. Yes.
What is a Vasu? What's the definition of Vasu?
As I said, there's not a whole lot of information given. They're described as eight Vasus. There are eight of them. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's not so much information given by them. But you know, I found in the Mahabharata, they're mentioned. And they're called elemental demigods. You know, they're earth, fire, water. And you know, there's some hint of this because, like I said, in the Gita, which is part of the Mahabharata, Krishna says, of the Vasus, I am fire. It says Pavaka, which is another name for Agni or fire. And elsewhere in the Mahabharata, the Vasus are described, like it says, earth, fire, air, water, sun, moon, and Dhruva, the pole star. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.